Lydia McNeil and Ryan Allen with us this morning. Also, Paul Rudd from the Marshall County Health Department. And Paul, what share mics here with you and Ryan, and talking about some of the things that the students are working on. The dietitians, these students are from UK, and this is the second time you've been here, and part of a three-part series, is that right?
Yes, it's an idea that both Ryan and Lydia came up with. I thought it was a very good one, as they are here in Marshall County to go around the community and what they have tabbed as making moves in Marshall County. And while they are here for this month, they've been going around to various grocery stores and looking at what is available food-wise. They posted a lot of things on our Facebook page that can be very a lot of assistance to folks. The conversation that we had actually last week with some of the challenges that individuals were facing with checking out with produce, they've actually addressed that.
Oh, really?
That is on, yes, they have. We thought that was a wonderful element. They went out, I think the next day maybe, it's on there. So it's a step-by-step with that to assist folks. But as they've been progressing through looking at different topics, today they're going to be talking about physical activity, so certainly something that's lacking ever increasingly in our society at all ages. And I think a lot of times, certainly for those of us that grow up in this area, we take it for granted that which is available to us. Mm-hmm. From parks to just LBL, which is, we're here, it's here. And we have so many facilities, outdoor, indoor, that are available to individuals, some at a cost, but some that are not. And it's a good utilization of our tax dollars, and to take advantage of those things is certainly something that folks should do.
All right. Well, ladies, thanks for being here again this morning, and interested to see what you've found out.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of like Paul said, last week was kind of our introduction, and we've titled this Making Moves in Marshall County. We discussed a little bit about some ideas to stretch your dollar, which we'll talk a little bit more about today, as well as physical activity. And then next week, we'll also be discussing sleep and nutrition. So the Marshall County Health Department Facebook page is a great place to go. If you have any questions or want to offer any feedback for us, there's an opportunity there. There's a bunch of posts that we will be doing and have been doing the past couple of past week or so. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be some more about just topics that we're discussing here today to provide you all with some opportunity to ask any questions or offer feedback. So there's just a link on there that you can click if you have anything that you would like us to discuss as well.
All right. Well, sounds good. Well, you've been to our grocery stores, so what's the assessment?
Yeah.
So last week we kind of went to a few different grocery stores just to look for affordable but healthy choices. And mainly what we found was that simple switches, such as switching from store brand to from name brand to store brand products, could save you anywhere from $1 to $3 depending on what the product is. A specific example would be switching from canned beans to dry beans. Not only do you get more servings out of the bags of dry beans, but they're about a dollar cheaper than buying the canned beans. And a dollar really doesn't sound like much, but that really goes a long way. Mm-hmm. If you're doing this over and over again. And then things like protein foods we were just discussing in the car, like chicken, beef, and eggs, have been increasing in price more recently. So we found that switching to things like canned chicken instead of the raw chicken is a lot cheaper. I think we found that it's about $2 cheaper per pound buying it canned. And then there's other sources of protein that are a lot cheaper too, like a 16-ounce tub of cottage cheese is less than $2, or a 32-ounce tub of Greek yogurt costs about $3.50.
I know you can look a lot of times you can see what it costs per ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, it's cheaper the more you buy of it.
Right.
A lot of times. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. And as far as produce, some things that are easy to buy, like apples and mm-hmm. things that maybe stay fresh a little longer than other things.
Right, or like canned or frozen fruit can be a lot cheaper and it lasts longer too.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm. Is frozen food, fruit, is that as healthy as buying regular fruit?
Yeah, it's just as healthy. I think there's some misconceptions, but when it's frozen like that, so fruit as it sits on the shelf can lose nutrients over time. But when it's frozen, it's kind of locked in, and maybe it's not as preferred, but if you're somebody who you're worried about it going bad or something like that, frozen is definitely a better option.
Especially if you're someone who maybe you're only buying for one or two.
Right.
And, you know, it's you're trying to make it last a little longer, maybe. Well, that's it. Very interesting. And as far as accessibility to our grocery stores, do they have, are they, can people get to them pretty easily, in your opinion? Seems like they're kind of spread out over the county a little bit.
Right. I would think so. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I think you have a great variety of options here, too. You know, there's some smaller stores that could just be down the road, or you also have some bigger options if you want to have more variety to purchase things as well.
All right. And what are some things to avoid? I know there's a lot of prepackaged foods that look good. Maybe they're not as good for you.
Yeah, I would say I like to encourage that any food can fit in any diet, right? But we want to, you know, encourage more of the protein, and we like to fit. A lot of people have heard of the MyPlate model that you can, if you're interested, you can go to myplate.gov and learn more about that. But it really encourages fresh fruits and vegetables and making sure you have a protein and a grain at every meal. And then, yeah, some of those more packaged and things, learning about the nutrition facts label. And we have, you know, a dietitian here at the health department that if you want to learn more about, you can definitely use that as a resource, too.
Okay. I know last week you touched on diabetes and, of course, portion control. Those kind of things are very important. And having enough grains and proteins and carbs, mixing those up is very important as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, Paul, that's one of the things I know from visiting with you. When you look at a portion of meat, it's a lot different than probably what we get served at a restaurant, isn't it? Or even what we prefer to eat, what
Absolutely.
We might think of as a portion.
Right. When we look at meats, you know, the standard is the size of a deck of cards, right? What fits in the palm of your hand. When we go out, do we get that, which is much larger than that? Sometimes, yes, we do.
Yeah. I like the size of the plate.
That's right. The bigger, the better is oftentimes that mentality. And that's something that, with portion control, that can oftentimes, when it comes to health, be a starting place for individuals. You know, they may be making not-so-healthy choices, but reducing that amount down of those foods can be a starting place for that.
Yeah.
And economics certainly plays a role. I think it's very interesting, some of the things that they have found and some of the prices. We tend to think, well, hey, if I go to these smaller locations versus the bigger, I'm not going to get as good of a deal. That's not the case. And sometimes, not all the time, but, you know, it's by default, with variety, you might get a greater variety at some of the bigger stores. And it's not for or against either the small store or the big store. It's just the reality of it. But when we do go to those places, I think it was Ryan this morning that was mentioning on the way here, you know, they found bread, high fiber bread, $2 per loaf cheaper, correct? Varied locations here in Marshall County.
Really?
I mean, think about that.
That much of a difference.
Yes, that's just one product. And so it's worth your while. As Lydia had mentioned, you know, we have a lot of different locations, a lot of variety, and a lot of spots throughout the county where various aspects of produce are there. And going in and looking around and shopping, you might be surprised what you might find. So I thought that was very interesting. That's a big deal. And, you know, bread, that's pretty common to most of our homes.
Yeah.
So definitely be a wise shopper and be an intentional shopper and look around, shop around.
Yeah. So it was a $2 difference.
It was,
from one store to another in the price of a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Same bread.
It was a different brand. It wasn't the name brand product. Yeah. It was just what they had. But still, it was still, you know, probably tastes the same. It had a little bit more fiber than the name brand. And it was $2 cheaper. So,
Yeah, you think if it's a big discount store, it's automatically less expensive. Not the case.
Mm-hmm. Always. Right, not always.
Very interesting.
Well, this morning again, visiting with UK dietitians Ryan Allen and Lydia McNeil, and we appreciate them for being here this morning and the work they're doing here in the county and giving us some eye-opening information that hopefully will help us. And Paul Rudd is as well from the Marshall County Health Department visiting with us this morning. And if you have any questions, give us a call, 527-3102, and we'll go ahead and get to our first break, Greg, and be back right after this.